The Breakfast Crunch on Mix 93.8.
All right, so The Garden Guru is proudly brought to you by The Garden Shop. Garden Shop is more than a nursery. You can step into a sanctuary that is filled with gardening inspiration, garden ideas, indigenous and flowering plants, plus a wide selection of on-trend flower pots, top quality bird feeders, exquisite patio furniture, and classic garden decor. Get to The Garden Shop right now. Sue, what are we chatting about today? I know that I hinted a bit.
Yes, you did. In fact, as you've seen, I brought a little special guest with us. We've actually got a new member in our Garden Guru team, and his name is Guri, and I brought him along specially to chat to us today. And Guri is a very special person in our Garden Guru team. And he's actually...
You walked in here with him in your arm, and you were like introducing him to everyone. It's like, hi, meet Guri. So like you've personalized him, which is awesome.
Well, you know, the guys downstairs, they were busy carrying in speakers and stuff in the truck, and they were all humming around Guri as well and asking him lots of questions and things like that. He is a bit shy though, so
he said he'll
whisper in my ear and we can, you know, sort of do it
so
that
Guri
way.
So Guri is a gnome.
Yes, right? Guri is a garden gnome. And, you know, garden gnomes, they come from a long line of gnomes. And they were first identified in the early 1800s in Germany. But now since then, you know, these poor garden gnomes, they've had a really, really, really tough time. After the Second World War, their likes were scattered all over the planet. And then what's more is the Royal Horticultural Society actually banned them from the Chelsea Flower Show. Can you imagine that? Being banned from the Chelsea Flower Show.
Sure.
And the thing is, you know, these garden gnomes, they're so good to have in your garden because they... they help with such a lot of things. First of all, they bring good luck to your garden. And secondly, you know, they're actually very good with children. And, yeah, they also help students while they're studying, you know, to sort of open up their minds and look at new perspectives and
things. That's incredible. I've actually never thought about it that way.
Yeah, no. You know, they're very special. And I think the plight of garden gnomes is really big out there. We actually established at our Bryanston branch, we've established a gnome sanctuary. Where we've got quite a bit of gnomes, and they get them placed out to suitable gardeners and gardens, people who will take decent care of them, because they really don't want that much in life either. At our garden shop in Bryanston, you know, they also there take care of lots of the fairy folk in the shop too. And we're also looking for suitable placements for those fairies. And, you know, there's really like such a lot of them out there. It's so difficult to find decent homes for them. Yeah, so Guri is here. And, yeah, he originally comes from Germany.
Oh, nice.
Or he's great parents came from Germany. He was born on South African soil though. And yeah, as I say, we've employed him now with our Garden Guru team. And he's going around sort of helping us with everything. He's a bit of a nomadic gnome too, so he likes traveling a lot, like some gnomes do.
In fact, if you want to go check out a picture of Guri, log on to our Facebook page on Mix FM. It's called Mix 93.8 FM on Facebook. Check him out. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Red hat, you know?
Yeah, that's one of the male gnomes always have to have a red hat. Yeah, that's sort of one of the characteristics. Now, you get three types of...
take us through that, actually.
So those are three tribes of gnomes, let's call... You get your worker gnomes, which is what Guri is. Usually your worker gnomes, they've got some implement of sorts in their hands, like a spade or a fishing rod or... something like that. Then you also get your leisure gnomes. And those are the ones declining reading a book or just lying in the sun with their legs up, those type of gnomes, yeah.
And you know, gnomes look incredible in a garden.
They do.
They just add something, you know, different to a garden. Whenever you're there, you're like, wow, this is
a little bit of fun too. And then your last group of gnomes, those are the ones that I'm particularly like too, is the musician gnomes, you know, the ones with guitars and whatever, the rock star gnomes. Nice. Yeah, so those are the three tribes of gnomes that you get. And I think, you know, if you're thinking of adopting a gnome, you should you sort of look at what type of personality you are. You know, if you need a bit of meditation in your garden, you might go for the leisure gnome.
Okay.
If you want somebody to work hard in your vegetable garden, you know, go for the worker gnome. Or if you're a musician like myself, then, you know, get out there, get one with a guitar.
Gigi on the WhatsApp line says, have you seen the Walking Dead gnomes? They are insane.
No, but we'll ask Guri to go and look into that for us.
A lot of people actually are, you know, gnome lovers, because I'm getting a lot of texts on the SMS line as well.
Yes, there's also, you know, there's a lot of Free the Gnomes movements around as well, especially one in France, which is big, and they actually, and I'm not totally pro this, because, you know, gnomes, the ones that we've got in our gardens, in our urban gardens, you know, they've been urbanized, but these people go and take the gnomes and then they like go and place them in the forest somewhere. You know, these poor urban gnomes, how would they know how to fend for themselves in the forest? So, yes, as I say, you know, gnomes actually like traveling. They're quite nomadic. There was a case in Beaufort West, I think, where there was an elderly couple and they had quite an elderly garden gnome too. I think his name was Timmy or something. And some students passed by Beaufort West on their way to holiday, and they decided to take Timmy on a holiday. And then they took him like on a month's holiday, took pictures of him all over the place, and eventually returned him to the elderly couple with a little album with all the pictures where Timmy has been. Yeah,
that's very cute. Neville, funny, you're going to laugh at this one. Morning team, do you perhaps have Tokoloshe gnomes to chase away burglars?
Well, you know, I think that's definitely something that we should be looking at. And but I'll tell you, all gnomes are very good at chasing away all sorts of bad things in your gardens.
This is very true. In fact, do they chase away any unwanted animals that creep into your garden at times?
Yes, they're not very prone to rats. You know, they really do chase away rats.
Okay.
And, and they feed the birds too. You know, and the birds always help to get rid of all the other little pests and diseases in your garden. So,
sure, that's interesting.
The gnomes are very good in your garden.
I want to show you this Walking Dead gnome. I think let's get into a song and then you're going to come this side.
Okay.
To have a look at it. It's actually quite interesting.
Let's do that.
It's actually, for me, it's actually interesting how different types of gnomes that you can get. Like you mentioned your three that you know, but there's actually far more.
Yes, no, because
different
I mean,
designs,
the imagination is wild and endless.
Absolutely amazing. If you have got any question regarding gnomes or anything regarding gardening, please get in touch. 084-822-0938. Sue Bart from The Garden Shop is in studio and she's here to answer all your gardening questions.
The Breakfast Crunch on Mix 93.8.
A lot of people that are a garden gnome loving that are coming through on the text line, on WhatsApp, everywhere, in fact.
Yeah, everybody's sending us the pictures of their garden gnomes. It's absolutely fantastic. So, yes, if you want to send me some pictures of your garden gnomes, I'd be very glad, because, you know, Guri, he's also big on like social media and that, you know, and he's always like looking for friends and, you know, they've got these like chat groups and support groups where they chat to each other. So, yes, please send us your pictures of your garden gnomes. And then, you know, we had that one picture of a not-so-friendly garden gnome.
That's the Walking Dead gnome.
The Walking Dead gnomes. I think that's the Walking Dead gnomes sort of live with people that maybe are sort of a bit gothically inclined.
Or they could be fans of The Walking Dead.
They could be fans of The Walking Dead. Yes, you know, maybe it's just a makeup thing. You never know.
Yes.
Because, you know, gnomes like to have fun.
Is there a different type of material that each gnome is made out of?
Oh, gnomes are made out of lots of materials. The original gnomes were made out of ceramics.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And Guri? What is Guri made out
of? Guri is also, he's a ceramic gnome, yes.
Oh, Guri looks amazing.
But you get some made out of plasticine and all sorts of things.
Okay.
I think it's important that your garden gnome should be able to withstand the weather.
Yes.
Switzerland, they even used to carve them out of wood.
Wow.
But those gnomes need a bit of attention, you know. They need a bit of oiling and things like that to prevent all the elements getting to them.
How do you take care of a gnome?
Well, you know what? First of all, you've got to look at what personality your gnome has got, you know. I mean, like, if your gnome is a fishing gnome, then surely you can't put him up on a rock. You've got to put him where he can actually fish, like next to some water or something like that. Some gnomes like to be out in the open, you know. And as I said, you know, gnomes love kids. And and they're actually very good at keeping your kids at bay too. You know, you often find them like in a sort of a children's play area and things like that.
Okay.
Some other gnomes are a bit shy, you know, and they like to sort of hide in like forestry.
What's
sort of
Guri's
leaving.
Personality? How is he like?
Guri is just sort of, you know, getting out, I mean, with this new job that he's got and that, he's like feeling around a bit, but he's very excited to meet with all our listeners and with all our customers at Garden Shop. And I think he just wants to get in there and fight for the plight of gnomes.
So if I want to take Guri on a holiday, Sue, and I'm like, oh, I think I love Guri. Guri looks amazing. Can I take Guri on a holiday? Can I get in touch with you?
Yes, yes. Look, obviously we're going to screen you pretty well, but you know, we don't want Guri caught up in a drunken brawl or something like that, falling off the bar counter. Usually we find that, you know, students actually take very good care of gnomes. And then also people a bit more advanced in years. I think, you know, sort of people in that middle group with young little kids and whatever, they're so busy with their lives and their families that they can't, like, pay attention to the gnome. And then often the gnome gets neglected, you know. They don't even, like, give it a new paint coat or anything.
Speaking about that, on the WhatsApp line, Haley says, "Hi, Guri. I have a gnome named Henry and is a bit upset that his hat is faded and even though he stays in a shaded spot, how can I help?"
Well, you know what? Just get a little bit of acrylic paint. And give him a nice touch
little
up.
Makeover.
Yeah, remember red if he's a male gnome.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and you know, even if your gnome has got a bit of a chip on his shoulder, you can always just use a bit of Prattly Putty and a bit of touch up paint and
just like humans, they need to be taken care of.
They need to be taken care of.
Beautiful.
Yes, and they need to be in loving families. Yes, if you've got any pictures of your gnomes, we would love to see those pictures. Please send them
on
to me. And
what's your email address?
My email address is sueb@gardenshop.co.za. That is sueb for Bravo at gardenshop.co.za. You can also go onto our Facebook page. Let us know about your gnomes. And
Facebook page is the Garden Shop here.
Yes, yes.
Cool. Someone on the WhatsApp line as well says, "This topic is very apt now for Mental Health Month. Clearly there's a need for support groups for people with garden gnome disorder," someone says.
And yes, no, definitely. You know, I think we need to tell people that The plight of the garden gnome, and what people don't realize, and we've spoken about this, mm-hmm. is how garden gnomes can contribute to your own mental health.
Yes.
You know,
so in a positive way,
it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, in a positive way.
Very positive way.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for getting in touch and for all the WhatsApp messages, Sue. You said we can get in touch with you, Sue B, at thegardenshop.co.za.
That's correct. Yes.
Cool. We'll catch up with you next week. This has been an incredible, incredible, very enlightening topic,
yes,
this morning.
Yes, please send me those photographs,
yes,
of your gnomes.
We'll do them. 084-822-0938 if you want to send us through your garden gnome images. And that is The Garden Guru. It was proudly brought to you by Garden Shop, constantly striving to offer you the very best in-store and online gardening experience with our quality product offering and personal service. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
The Breakfast Crunch on Mix 93.8.